The Bible compares the kingdom of God to a banquet or to a marriage feast. What is this kingdom of God? It is a situation where everybody is happy. Everybody has got something to rejoice. Everyone is at home. That is why Jesus in his preaching used to say, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. What does it mean? I have started it, but it is not yet completed. I will go and leave my disciples to continue the work I have started, but they will not make the whole world a situation peaceful. As we have seen in our place here, our southern Sudan, from better life to worse life. If I compare to myself, I was born in war, the Second World War, 1942. I grew in war, Anyanya 1, and I participated in that war. I was a chaplain, a young priest. We walked in the bush on foot. I celebrated masses for the soldiers. Then come now the SPLA. But this is the longest struggle we ever got. We are said to have been liberated, but we are not liberated at all, because the name is not changed. We are not in Sudan. We are in Southern Sudan. Why to call the army Sudan People Liberation Army? Change the name. We have been liberated. We are independent country. Why should this bunch of people call themselves liberators? That is where they are not doing very well. God is not blessing their job at all, because they have a wrong name. Why not to call South Sudan Defense Force or any other good name? Are these people going to get reward from heaven? Will God allot a peaceful place for them? Yes, some of them. Those who are good in their heart, and they are doing things because they are ordered. Let us give that doubt that some of them will go to heaven. Otherwise, humanly speaking, they will not. Especially the commanders, the leaders in the house, when the father or the family don't give good order to children, the children misbehave, or give wrong order, they go to carry out those. What is the criteria of being humble? The Bible is talking to us about helping the poor. Share something with those who have not. We are not going to go to look for the poor along the road or somewhere else. No. The church distinguishes between three types of poor: the widows and the widowers, husbands who have lost their dear wives, or the wives who have lost their dear husband. These are the widow and the widowers. There are the orphans, not forced orphans, but natural orphan. Their fathers died naturally. They are to be taken care of. Then come the blind, the lame, those who cannot speak, dumb. Those are the type of people to be helped. How? If you go to a Catholic church in Kenya or Uganda, especially to the south of it, Tanzania, you will find out that these things are catered for. Because during the offering, a person can throw money or bring something in kind, a bunch of banana, a kilo of potatoes, a chicken, a crate of eggs, in such a way that you see in front of the altar a heap of goods. After the Mass, there is a committee a committee for the poor. They will take this thing out and select few one for the priest for that week. The rest are distributed to the poor. They know those poor who cannot walk, they will be taken to them. The good will be taken to them home. So this is the service in the parish. So the poor, the widows, the lame, the crippled in the parish are known by the members of this committee. We have not been organized properly in the South Sudan and the Sudan because our missionaries taught us the wrong way. They did not teach us the self-reliance in such a way that the Christian look at the priest like source of money, source of anything. No. The priest is depending on the Christian. The Christian take care of their priest, not the priest taking care of the Christian materially. He is in charge of spiritual thing, preaching the word of God, celebrating the sacrament, and others. Here, we are narrowed down in such a way that our offering become completely very poor. A person who has got 5 children, 9 children, take 10 pounds, change it into jine, 1 pound, 1 pound, say, I will go to throw to the basket there. 10 pounds. Can you buy anything with 1 pound today or 10 pounds? No. So our offering here is, I would say, it's a fake, because we are tied on one type of offering, money. Not everyone has got money.
Radio Bakita, 91 FM, Bakita, the voice of the church.